What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. And today we're going to talk about being happy. Sometimes we are stuck and struggle to get out of different mental and physical funks that we find ourselves in, especially in times like now during a pandemic, during the winter months, during the cold, gray skies. It's definitely grayer skies here in Cleveland where I'm recording this podcast from. But there are actually some easy ways to make your life happier, to bring more joy and happiness into your life. You don't have to do anything dramatic or overly challenging to regularly put a smile on your face. There's some simple things that are needed to experience greater levels of happiness. Again, it's going to be much easier to think. And one of them I'm going to share with you right now is just to smile. Yes, just to smile. Because when you smile, you're actually, your brain is getting all these neurons firing and stuff, telling yourself that you're smiling and that you're happy. And it scientifically is known to help trigger feelings of happiness simply by smiling. But we'll go into some more specific things other than smiling. But honestly, that's a good one. Look at a mirror, smile, try to think of something negative. See how hard it is for that smile to come off your face. But I digress. We're gonna go into a list, as you know we like to do here, and talk about some different ways to bring more happiness into your life. First one, this is a simple one. You've probably heard me talk about it before if you've followed my old podcast, or if you've heard me talk about coaching before, or any of my life lesson videos, and that is to experience gratitude. Yes, gratitude. Gratitude puts your mind in a positive state. Imagine the difference between feeling gratitude a few times each day versus focusing on your challenges several times each day. When you express gratitude or think about the things that you're grateful for, it reminds you that things aren't as bad as they seem. This can be enough to keep you going and help turn you into a more positive mood. Again, you may have heard this story before, but my wife and I, after finding about our infertility, we saw a grief counselor, and one of her suggestions was, at the end of each day, to share something with each other that we were grateful for that happened that day. It wasn't easy at first, but we knew we had to hold each other accountable and report to each other at the end of the day something we were grateful for. And what started happening when we kept searching for things to be grateful for, we started to find them. And when you start to look for those things and you start to find them, it starts happening a lot sooner in the day than you would think. So instead of waiting for the end of the day, we would then message each other probably by 9, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, telling each other something great that had just happened. And when something positive happens for someone that you love, that helps make you feel better. And then it's easier to find something for you that you're happy for. So those are some ways to find gratitude. Just to make yourself happier. To find the things to be grateful for. And I always suggest keeping a gratitude journal. Something that you could write in each night, along with sharing with your partner. And then looking at it in the morning, first thing in the morning. And that's going to, again, help get you in the positive mindset as you leave for your day. Next, exercise. This is a no-brainer. It's good for your body and for your mind. It's a huge stress reliever. And it has many other benefits. Helps you fight off sickness, illness, other mental stressors that might come up. And if you don't have a physically demanding job, exercise is necessary for maximum happiness. I know if I am not exercising regularly, I let some of the smaller things in life start to bubble up and get me frustrated. So when I find myself with a shorter trigger, I know it's time for me to get to the gym. Plus, I could probably look down at my belly and see that it's time to get to the gym. Next, look forward to something. It could be a weekend getaway, buying a new book after work on a Friday, or seeing an old friend the next month. Big or small, give yourself something you can look forward to. You could even set it as a reward to help accomplish some goals that you have for yourself. So maybe you have a goal of getting to the gym, or writing a chapter in a book. Set some goals, some things for you to look forward to that will help motivate you along. And when you achieve something, you're going to feel that gratitude. Next, live in the present. Stop dwelling on the past or even worrying about the future. Life can only happen right now. Yes, you can plan for the future and try to be prepared for things as best you can. Of course, you should be prepared for work and school, but don't let it consume you. Don't worry about it. Prepare yourself as best you can and have confidence that you're preparing yourself. If your mind is somewhere else, you're not really living. So live in the present. Next, get an early start to your day. A good morning leads to a good day. A good day leads to a good week, and so on. One of the best ways to have a good day is to have that good morning. So give yourself enough time to have a great morning on a consistent basis. And that might mean you have to start the night before, which means go to bed at a decent hour. Most of us don't use the late evening hours productively anyways, so go to bed and convert those late hours to early hours. Seize the day. Next, deal with the things that sap your happiness. Being happy isn't only about positive things. It's also about removing the negative. What are the biggest hassles and annoyances in your life right now? Take some steps to minimize or eliminate them. You'll be surprised by how much better you feel. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, let's get back to the list. Next, we're going to talk about helping someone else. Because honestly, it's not all about you. There's a part of you that instinctively knows this. If everything in your life is about you, you'll never be as happy as you could be. regularly spend some time doing something for someone else, there is an amazing euphoria feeling that you get when you help someone else, when you celebrate someone else, when someone else confides and comes to you, when you're able to help someone else, it really changes your perspective on things and just the way you feel about life in general. Next, take action towards a goal. We've talked about this one before. When you pursue a goal, you're taking control of your life and the direction you want to go in. This is very different from just responding to life's curveballs. Set a goal and begin working towards achieving that goal. Again, don't forget to check out my online course, Goals to Greatness, on Teachable. That's stepuptogreatness.teachable.com and use code PODCAST to get 25% off my course. It's an amazing 6-module course that will help you set and achieve your goals with the opportunity to get some one-on-one accountability with me. Again, stepuptogreatness.teachable.com, coupon code PODCAST for 25% off. Next, forgive quickly. And this is a hard one for a lot of people because we don't like to forgive others. We feel they don't deserve it. Unfortunately, most of the people that have wronged you, they're not especially bothered by your opinions of them. You're only hurting yourself by holding a grudge. Forgiveness just means you're not going to have negative thoughts over that issue anymore. It doesn't have to mean giving the other person another chance. So let it go, release it, forgive them, and move on. Lastly, learn something new. And it should be unthinkable to live an entire year and not learn something useful or interesting. Each year should bring some personal growth, because if you're not growing, you're dying. So get started. What do you want to learn? And there's all kinds of places to learn new things. A lot of times your local community college actually has free classes you can attend, especially now probably online. Because of the pandemic, a lot of museums are offering free virtual tours. And you can even go on sites like LinkedIn and Teachable, as well as other places, to learn some new things for free or even for very cheap. So again, I ask you, what do you want to learn this year? And there you have 10 things that will help make your life happier. We all strive to be happy. It has been argued by many philosophers that it's the only true drive that we have, that everything we do is an attempt to feel better about ourselves or our lives. So spend some time implementing these ideas and ask yourself what you need to be happier. Set a goal to increase the happiness in your life. I'll catch you next time. This is Dustin Gruss, your greatness facilitator, reminding you to keep moving forward and step up to greatness.